to the Body Image Belly Dancing Self-Esteem Workshop. Woo! Thank you all for coming. I'm Sonia, and this is Jerry. We wanted to create this safe space for all of us to get in touch with our bodies and asking to dance and have fun and see what comes up for you. Because belly dancing is something that has always been about loving your body and falling in love with your body. It's the history of belly dancing. And most of the women weren't bone thin in the old days. They were showing their stuff, you know. So I wanted to let you know we're going to talk a little bit about body dysmorphia. Body dysmorphia is classified as a mental health disorder, stating that it's a preoccupation with an imagined defect in appearance. For many people, not appearing perfect in any aspect causes stress and the inability to accept and love ourselves. In the concept, it states, may God, as each of us understands him, open our minds and hearts to the love which is manifest in this room. After reading the CAO concept, I believe that I could learn to love myself. Many types of body dysmorphia affects a person's mental health and could lead to suicide, especially among young adults. Now I'm aware that negative thinking is a large part of my disease. I can be out in public and not be negative about my flaws. I was never positive about the way I appeared in storefront windows or mirrors or public eyes. Today I can say that service is abstinent, the greatest service to ourselves. Service is a large part of my recovery. When I'm being of service, I don't have negative thoughts or think about food. Yay! There should be these sheets. Everybody should have one of these sheets. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about our stories. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Jerry. Let's give her a hand for last night's performance.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Jerry, compulsive eater. And so grateful for this program. I just want to, give a little bit of history. Let's see. So as a compulsive eater, I did not have an accurate or realistic idea about my body. I have an outline, but I'm going to have to change a little bit. So when my first experience with body dysmorphia, my body image, was as a teenager. I remember, because the disease has manifested in different ways in my life. I went from binging, and then I went to the other extreme as a teenager, having more of a anorexic type of behavior with food. Never had a healthy relationship with food until I got to this program. So I remember being between the ages of 15 and 19 and eating very little. And of course, back then, I didn't have a really healthy idea of love either. So I really enjoyed the attention that I got from the boys being thinner, and I kept my weight off. Let's see, for about 4 years, I think the weight stayed down from 15 to 19. And then I got a boyfriend, and his family, his relationship with food is just eat as much as possible. And so I went from, I remember getting in that relationship and in a matter of months gaining 60 pounds. And so, but between the ages of 15 and 19, being a real cocky teenager, just not a nice person at all, and having gained that weight, in my mind, I still thought I looked pretty good. And gaining that 60 pounds, I remember I had a job. I think I was moving vehicles or something, and it was summertime, Southern California, warm. I was wearing these really short shorts, like, you know, just the real short ones, thinking I looked I still look fine in my mind, and I didn't. And I remember the supervisor approaching me and saying, you are not allowed to wear those shorts anymore. And I was horrified. I didn't understand, but I was back, I was in the food and I was just doing what everybody else around me was doing. And this boyfriend and his family gave me a ticket that's a license that said it's okay to eat. So I went from the one extreme to the other. And that was my first experience. And I know, fast forward, when I got to CEA Howe, I remember, taking the weight off, and it came off slowly. I'm really grateful. It took me 2.5 years to take off 70 pounds, which is a blessing because of the prior experience, and knowing that, the weight comes off slowly and then, it doesn't come back so quickly, is what I've learned from others. So, but in that process of losing the weight, I didn't think I could properly fit through a doorway. I remember that having that image that I was still too big to fit through doorways, like I couldn't, it's just interesting how we react in our minds. But I'm not sure. Oh, your timing, good. So anyway, fast forward, let's see, to 2015, I started practicing belly dancing. And of course, back in my 20s and 30s, I was always hiding behind the big sweatshirts. And of course, I was working in a very cold climate for a long time. And so I was always the one that was hiding behind the big sweatshirt and don't look at me, don't notice me, for so long. And so when I first started taking belly dance classes, I never imagined that I would dance on a stage in front of people. Like, I was the one that always wanted to hide. So now that I've been learning and practicing belly dance, I did take a few years break, which I've forgiven myself for. But now I started taking classes again last year, and it just brings so much joy to my life. So I'm grateful I can share that joy with everybody today. And yes, so I think I wanted to mention, I think I have about 30 seconds left, but 2 minutes. Thank you. So it's really important. I know belly dance has taught me, respect for my body, a greater respect. And, belly dance teaches us, to have, work on our core muscles, which is a great benefit for our balance, especially as we're getting older. It's helped me to feel comfortable in my own skin. The program has helped me to do that too. And loving myself, loving my body, not comparing myself to others. And belly dancers come in all shapes and sizes, which is great, So it's not like you have to be a certain body shape to practice belly dance. Another point I wrote down is my worth is not dependent on the appearance of my body. And it's just getting up, moving, enjoying yourself. And knowing that, I'm learning. I'm a slow learner at times, and I've been learning belly dance, but I haven't danced this whole 10 years. But yeah, when I do practice it, it just brings me a lot of joy. Thank you. I appreciate my angel arms today. So when we're losing weight, we might have a little bit of looseness to our skin, but yes, I have angel arms, and I'm working on that today. That's something I'm working on. The style of belly dance that I've been learning, I had between 2015 and 2020, I was learning cabaret, which is one style of belly dance. And then there's like a tribal style that I'm learning more about now. But it's all good. I mean, it's, whatever style of dance that a person chooses, it's all good. But I appreciate belly dance. It's, uh, it's improved my balance. I think that's probably one of the number ones, and just helping me feel more comfortable in my own skin and accepting my body. And I'm not sure what else I should cover. So we'll, as we go to the another section of the workshop, we can talk about the different movements, you know, hip movements and things like that. So, thank you for letting me share it.
Thank you, everyone. Come in. There's chairs back here if you need a seat. I'm so excited. This is such a big workshop. And I wanted to share a little bit about exploring body image and self-esteem for me. And I'm Sonia, grateful, recovering, compulsive eater. Hi. For those of you who don't know me, I've been coming around these rooms since 1980 to OA and then CA HAL in the 90s. And I've been struggling. It was just 20 pounds that I had to lose when I first came in. And what happened, let me time me. What happened for me was that I used to have the cutest butt. I mean, and they used to say to me at Venice High, Sonia with all the back. Look at that booty. Look at that booty, Sonia with all the back. And I would just be devastated. I was just like, I must be huge. I thought I had body dysmorphia. And then I thought I had thunder thighs. And I was a big girl. I was an athlete. And now I talk nicely to my butt. And I say, thank you. As you can see the affirmation down here where it says, my butt is strong and solid for sitting and standing. Yay. I wrote that one. I can't believe they let it come through the workshop. Anyway, and the other thing that happened for me is that I gained like 50 pounds in 11th grade because I got kicked by a horse. It's okay. I kicked him back. But I got kicked by this horse and I put on 50 pounds. And then the kids were mean to me and I was devastated. And then I went to a doctor at, 16? And he gave me Speed, and he said, this will help you lose weight at 16. And so I was just really lost. And for me, you know, my family was all about exercise. Look at that butt. Look at those thighs. You need to run. You need to exercise. You need to go do this. You need to go do that. And I was always beating myself up that I should be an exercise bulimic. And I was, you know, at a young age, I learned to windsurf in 35 knots in Hukipa, Maui. Yeah. And I was out in the middle of the ocean for 3 hours and I didn't know how to get back in, but I got over my fear of windsurfing. And then I started teaching it. And then my friend was a belly dancer and she decided to teach snowboarding. And I said, well, my God, she's 10 years older than me. She's 40. Oh my God. I said, if she can snowboard, I can snowboard. So I went and did snowboard lessons and got certified as a snowboard instructor. And so I was known as a belly dancer on a snowboard coming down the mountain on the snowboard. So there I was doing all this exercising, but I still hated my body. And I had this body dysmorphia that I could not wear certain clothes because I always felt fat. And I came to program, but I didn't work the program. And I only had 20 pounds to lose. And then it became a 100-pounder, you know. So I'm really grateful that I came back in and worked the program because what I learned here, you know, at one point I was 315 pounds. Yeah, so I didn't understand those people who were 300-pounders. I used to judge them and how. And then when I became one, I was like, I'm going to be a big and tall model. It was like fat serenity. It was just like, I'm beautiful. And I just kept buying a 22, a size 24. It was scary. And I just loved myself more and more. And then what happened is the doctor said, you know, you got to get on high blood pressure medication. I go, no, I'm an athlete. I was in total denial. And it was really scary. And what happened for me is that I come back to program and I got a sponsor and I slowly but surely worked the program. And I'm really grateful for CA Howe because it's really saved my life. I have 8 years and 7 months and 140 pound weight loss. Yeah. I wish I brought pictures, but I didn't. And then the workshop purpose is to explore our body image and our self-esteem and celebrate our bodies through the movement, experience joy and self-expression. Now, group agreements, confidentiality, respect for all body types and abilities, no comparisons or judgments. So we're not going to talk about anybody else's body but our own. And I'd like to do a little, if you let me do a guided meditation with you for right now as an icebreaker. Just get comfortable in your chairs. And I'm going to count to three. And you can use the affirmations on the bottom or think about as you came in the room today, how you were feeling. And on the count of three, yell out one word that describes how you feel about your body today. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, I've heard a lot of good things. Yell them out again. Grateful, fabulous. I heard a lot of them. Good. Great. Let's give ourselves a hand. Okay. Depending upon your body image and your shift into your internal narratives, essence of body image refers to how you perceive your body, including your feelings about and your shape and your physical sensations within. Would anyone like to do that today? See how they feel about their body? Okay. So here's a few breakdowns of components of body dysmorphia. Perceptual body image. Raise your hand if you've ever had an individual perceive their body size and shape, weight and features. This may not always accurately represent actual appearance. Has anybody ever had an individual perceive that their body shapes? Oh my God, I have. It's perceptual body image. If you perceive like I would perceive my, that I was really, I should be a model at 300 pounds, that I didn't really perceive that I was in a healthy body weight. And so I went and I windsurfed in a bikini at 300 pounds. And I thought this one guy was going, "Mamacita, mamacita, mamacita." And I was like, "Oh, I'm hot and sexy. Look at me, look at me." So it's your own perception. Effective body image, the feelings and emotions a person experiences regarding their body ranging from appreciation to dissatisfaction, shame, or disgust. Show of hands, anyone ever feels shame or disgust about their bodies? Okay, and then we have two more. Cognitive body image, the thoughts and belief a person holds about their body appearance. So does anyone have negative thoughts or positive thoughts about that, their appearance? Behavior body image, the actions and behavior a person engages in as a result of their body image, such as comparing themselves to others, body checking, changing clothes over and over, dieting, or avoiding social situations. Raise your hands if you've done any of that. I know avoiding social situations is a big one for me. I wanted to talk a little bit about, we're going to have you close your eyes again, and there's no pressure if you don't feel comfortable. But I want everyone to slowly work through your body, starting with your head, and take a deep breath. We're going to go head to toe and describe to yourself how you feel about your body part, your head, your hair, your face, your neck, your arms. How are you talking to those body parts? Your chest, take a deep breath. And then go to your stomach. I love and accept my stomach just as it is today. It eats yummy food today. And now go to your bottom, your thighs, your knees, your ankles, and your feet. Now, you can use the handout or some affirmation of your own and open up your eyes and think about that body part. Like for me, like I said earlier, my butt has been a big deal since they said Sonia with all the back, and then I didn't have all the back anymore. And it was like my butt is strong and solid for sitting and standing. So that's the affirmation I say for my butt every day. I gave her the one angel wings. People who are having a hard time with their arms or their that they talk negatively to their, they replace it. Replace it with something different. I love my body. I'm hot and sexy. I'm learning to love my body if you're not there yet. But I wanted people to come up to the mic. And if you do, you need to sign a sheet and talk about a body part and how you've worked through it or how you need to work through it. And who wants to be the first one to go today? Okay. Yeah.
Julianne, compulsive eater and bulimic. You know, I'm very self-conscious, especially naked. And, you know, when I used to get massages, it was very helpful defining my body once I lost the weight, because I was 336 pounds at my top weight when I was 24 and I'm almost 63. But so I have a boyfriend now who fucking loves my body. And I'm telling you, it's been, I've had other men in my life, but none of them have been as complimentary. And my head says, what is wrong with you? Seriously. But there's also a part of me that it's very affirming. And it's made me feel a lot sexier, but I still am self-conscious when I get naked. And, you know, dimply butt, but these are good.
Okay, and now let's say that something nice about your butt, because you just grabbed it and called it a name.
Jeff likes it.
Yes. So when you start talking badly about your butt, reframe it. That's to reframe it, and that was really great. Thank you. Who wants to go next? Go, go, go. Okay, go.
Amy, I'm a compulsive eater. Boy, am I terrified to say this. Okay. So your angel wings. I am powerless over these arms. I have wanted them gone forever, but they are, I'm going to say something positive with my positive thing. They're strong. They're powerful. I go to the gym. I've got muscles in them now, so maybe they look better than I thought they would. And the other thing I was going to say that has never left me that my husband told me, my husband met me at 115 pounds and he said, I'll love you even if you're 300 pounds. So I decided to show him. And I got up to 265 pounds. And, you know, I've, you know, our bodies change when we have kids and as we get older, et cetera. And I've got tiger stripes. That's what he called them. He said, I earned my stripes, my stretch marks. So I don't care about them anymore. They're my tiger. What I've just learned to accept them. And the third thing before I go is there's maybe one, two people in this room that know that one of my things was I wasn't tucking in my shirts. That's not a thing I do. I do it anyways now. I do it anyways now because I know that what I see is not the truth. What other people see, I have to take that at face value. Of course, when it's something positive, we don't say something negative about me, I'll find something different to say instead. But I will take what you guys see as the truth because what I see is not real. So I do it anyway. Thanks.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Compulsive eater. I just feel really blessed to be here and thank you for this topic. Sort of haunts me. In the sixth grade, I have this picture of myself and I was just a normal kid with, in my opinion, I had thunder thighs. And today I know that my thighs are really strong. I do Peloton. It's my favorite thing. And I'm really grateful for them. And I asked a friend in Seahaw if she thought I was fat because I don't know. I have two mirrors in my house. I believe one is a skinny mirror. I don't think it tells the truth. The other one I'm not so sure of. And she said, "You're shaped like a woman." And I thought that was so beautiful. You know, my husband loves that I have curves and compliments me all the time. And, you know, I really want to, more than anything, I'm going to cry, but I want more than anything and see how to accept my body and know that I'm at the right body weight. And that's it. And that God's in charge. Thanks.
Thank you, Michelle. Shelly.
Thank you for this. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Shelly H., bulimic compulsive eater in recovery. And I used to put on this workshop. I did it for a long time. And I want to share what I know and what I use, if that's okay with all of you. For me, I have primitive emotions because I was very obese as a kid. And so what I do is I have this little mantra. And like, I'll give you an example. I went to the doctor and I felt so fat. And I had to recognize what it is that I'm going through and what it was underneath it. I'm afraid. And so recognize, allow, so I let it move through me. Investigate. Why am I afraid? Because I may get a shot somewhere that I didn't want to know. And then notice it. So recognize, allow, investigate, and nurture. And I did that. And after that, that emotion of feeling so fat was lifted for me. Because for me, when I get those feelings, those emotions are so primitive and so, you know, far away, and things I never learned how to deal with when I was young, because I weighed 130 pounds in third grade. You know, and today I accept my body much more than I ever did before, but it's taken a lot of work. Anyways, thank you. And thank you for you too for pinning it.
Bye. Thank you, Cher.
Yeah, just sign read.
Well, I'm Judy K of Oregon, and I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi, Judy.
And I don't know, when you said but, my mom was on a diet when she was pregnant with me. She gained 1 pound. I was 9 pounds, 6 ounces, trying to come out butt first. I was overweight as a child, and at 16 had an intestinal bypass, which I never did. It's messed up my body. Even now, I get a blood done, and I've had it undone. Even now, it says that I'm malnourished and dehydrated. I don't know if anybody watches me drink water. And when I was 19, I had to have back surgery. My tailbone is here. My fifth lumbar went down. The doctor said I was a half a stage from being paralyzed. I met my husband at 30, and we were backpacking on our honeymoon. I had one child, and then I wanted to lose weight again because I didn't keep it off. So I joined CL because the doctor said to get pregnant, I needed to lose weight. I can't wait. I'm getting older. Can't change that. And so I joined, and I just couldn't imagine anybody leaving CL. But I lost the weight, maintained it for a year, and I had twins. With my first one, I had to wear a maternity girdle for my back. My twins, I was down to go away when I got pregnant, but I still had to wear a maternity, belt to protect my back. When I was 54, I had lumbar 3 issues, so I had rods and pins put in. A few years ago, I had compression fracture in lumbar 1.
1 minute.
Thank you. They went in. Well, so I'll go forward. Last month, I was supposed to go in. I went in for a surgery to help relieve the pain, and it didn't. It's got nerve pain down my leg, and I have an appointment to see if there's another alternative. I'm in pain, an average pain of 6 per day, more now because I'm sleeping on a bed instead of my chair at home. My doctor, this last doctor that was going to work on me, he said I was a medical miracle. And I just know I'm a miracle from God that's created my body the way it is. And I need to love and accept my body the way it is. despite all the surgeries and I'm able to exercise, I'm here.
Woo! Thank you. Go, go.
Oh, you're good. Paige, compulsive eater.
Hi, Paige.
Thank you for everyone's shares. I'm sorry that you're in pain, Judy.
I'm not drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I love my body today because of C-How. And honestly, like, yeah, I do love my body. The only thing I do get insecure about sometimes is, like, because of the weight loss, like, the skin gets loose. But, like, everyone tells me, like, oh, you're young, so, like, it'll, like, go back, like, if you just strength train, which I do. But, like, yeah, like, when I, like, sit on the toilet to go pee, and I'm like, oh, my little belly skin. And it's just, like, but, like, guys don't mind it and, like, it's fine. It's fine. Like, it's beautiful. Like, it's like, it just shows, like, where I've been. And I think it's cool. And I think, like, if I were to have kids, like, I'd get loose skin there anyway. And it's only, like, $15,000 for a tummy tuck. If I really, really wanted to fix it, I could pay to get it fixed. But I don't have to do that because, first of all, like, the bikini, even if I wear a bikini, like, the pant covers the skin. So, like, it can be tucked in, you know? It's, like, not a big deal. And another thing, too, is, like, no one's going to see it unless they're, like, my partner. So, like, why does it matter?
1 minute.
Thank you.
That was great.
Hi, I'm Lynn, compulsive eater.
Hi.
And I want to kind of piggyback from the last share, because what I wanted to share was I've gained and lost 100+ pounds 9 times in my adult life. So there is a lot of stretching and there's a lot of excess skin. But what I can say is the progress that I'm seeing is last year I was in Palm Desert with my grandkids for my 65th birthday. And my grandkids had never seen my legs. And it looks like, honestly, for someone who doesn't know, the kids thought that, like, I got burned or something because I have a lot of hanging skin. Here is the positive thing, because I love the sun and I was able to wear a bathing suit. And when they asked, Grandma, what's wrong with your legs? My daughter-in-law was mortified and, like, stop. And I said, you know what? That's a really valid question. Instead of really being hard on myself, I recognize that these are the consequences of my disease. They just are. And this last time of being at 257 pounds 3.5 years ago, and now as I was going down, I was encouraged to look at myself in the mirror and find things that I appreciated about my body, even as I was going down. And I could see that I had some curves. And I'm going to Palm Desert Friday for my sister's 60th birthday. And I'm not going to worry about the legs. I'm not going to worry about the arms. I'm here in a tank top and I see the hanging skin. But I'm so grateful that I feel good about myself, that I'm strong. The next thing, I don't know that I want a relationship in my life, but what the true test will be with my higher power is to trust God and trust that I know I'm worthy of love if I would be open to a relationship. And I don't know the answer, so to be continued. Thank
you. Yay.
Thank you, ladies, for presenting this workshop. I'm Molly, compulsive eater.
I'm-
and y'all are giving me courage. I'm a compulsive eater and a bulimic, and I haven't self-identified like that in a long time, but that's how I came into recovery, because I think I've had a lot of shame around that. So thank you. Your stories really helped me today, and I'm looking at people that have really helped me today in their recovery. I've had a lot of shame about body image, and English is my first language, but dysmorphia is a new word for me today. I'm still learning my native language, and I love it. Yeah, I've had a lot of dysmorphia around that. And above my bed, there's a painting. It's an outside issue, a well-known artist, of a woman on her side. It's a series, and she's butt naked, and it's the back of her butt. It's her ass, and I love it because that woman is my mirror, my image that I've struggled with for years about my butt. And today, I think I like my butt. I'm learning to love it. But even about like the tank top, that sharing was so, because I always wear, when I can, a collar and long sleeves because of loose skin. And even though I'm thin, there's like loose skin. So I like, and tonight I'm wearing like really like a lot of flesh showing. It's like, all right, we're going to go with it. So it's an interesting metamorphosis, and the strength of people that are sharing and even being here, even if you say nothing. This is like a moment for me and my own recovery, just being here and like unzipping my soul and saying, this is what's in my soul. Now it's time to zip it up. So I just really appreciate the opportunity that you've opened up for us to share. And yeah, here's to the butt. So thank you. Thank you all.
I'm Coletta, compulsive eater. I don't hate my body like I used to. It's okay. I don't like the arms too much, and I don't like my hair, but I can cover my arms up if they bother me so much. I have just enough hair to cover my scalp right now, and I've always said I have a snowman shape. It goes like this because of this role here, because I was in a sedentary job. But this summer, I've been going swimming with my granddaughters. Your granddaughters and children always make you do more than you want to do. And I haven't stressed over it. I've been fine. I look fine. And so I need to choose a different word from snowman, but more like goddess or something.
Yes.
And just continue to like my body till I get to, I love it. So, the one thing I like about it is that, knock on wood, I haven't broken any bones or anything with the dogs and the girls and everything else. So it's strong. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's sheets. If you need any positive affirmations, any suggestions that you can come up and share about, come on up.
Hi, Mary from San Diego.
Hi, Mary.
Can totally relate to the up and down thing. I think when I totaled it up, it was something like gained and lost over 360 pounds. You know, between the time I was maybe 20 and 40. So I went up and down in big swings, like 90 pounds in 6 months. So I know what that feels like to have your skin stretch overnight. I talked about that this morning. For me, it was always my thighs. I hated them. I hated them from the time I was a kid. And I grew up in the 60s. So guess what it was? Y'all remember? Barbie. You know, the legs that Barbie has. And you were supposed to have a little space between your thighs. And oh my gosh. Anyway. One thing that I heard that has been helpful to me is, but I will say this, my thighs can do squats now. I can get up off of a chair and assisted. That's a good thing. And, I can do some other exercise thing. These thighs had me hiking 12 miles in New Zealand in one day. So that's all good. But And they took me over the Andes in Peru. But someone said, if you look at yourself in the mirror today and you're beating up, wailing on yourself, and then think about yourself 10 years or 20 years from now, and you're looking in the mirror 10 years or 20 years from now, chances are time is going to be marching on and it might not look the same. And 20 years from now, will I look back and say, gee, I wish I would have been kinder to myself in the mirror back then because I looked really good back then. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want that to sound like an anti-aging thing or anything, but it really does make a case for in the very moment, how can we be kind to ourselves in the mirror? Because right now is, you know, yes, some of us are still losing weight, but if you're at a maintenance weight, this is good as it's going to get, you know? So enjoy it while you have it. Anyway, I pass.
Thank you.
I'm Sue. I'm a compulsive eater. Just brought up a couple of points. I got kicked out. I had really good posture, and my junior high sent me to this competition for my posture, and I got kicked out because I didn't have a space between my thighs and the, oh no, those thighs no out. And they have been my thing. I was puny as a kid in high school. I was about like this. I weighed this amount, and my friends called me bulky because I have a small waist, but the bulk sits here. And it's back again, weight up and down, up and down, up and down. And, you know, I'm 79 years old, and I'm functioning. My body works. It's good. It's got a few creaks, but that's okay. For my 79th birthday, I joined a gym. I have a 24-year-old trainer. And he started me at 3 pounds and then 5 pounds and then 7.5. And there's some things I'm doing with 10-pound weights because angels among us, you know, it's all good. Life is good. It's beautiful. And I am willing to take my clothes off in front of my man, which is amazing. And it's all just fine. It's what it is. It's life working. And the acceptance of, you know, I'm moving, I'm talking, I'm walking, I'm smiling, I'm happy. I can't do everything I used to do, and I can do some things I never did. It's all fine. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
Snoop.
Yeah, just remember to sign or we get in trouble. Who's next? How about any of the men?
Yeah, there we go.
All right. I wonder how this experience is for you.
Hi, my name is Wim, compulsive eater and recovering negative thinker. I just really felt compelled to come up here for some reason. I was like, okay, I can't just sit there in the back because that's no accident that I'm sitting there in the back because I'm like, oh, great. If they're going to belly dance, I'm definitely not going to do that. I'm going to be the wallflower. It may sound really strange, but I feel like a fat, disgusting pig. And that's kind of hard to admit. But I think if I just say it out loud, then it's not as bad, you know, or just the internal dialogue is just really... really negative, like, you know, like when I go to the beach, I mean, you know, people gave me thousands of dollars. I never would take off my shirt, you know, go swimming with my t-shirt on. I think what didn't help is that I had a, you know, brother who was like a, you know, an art model and, you know, chiseled and everything. So some people call it like a, you know, an Adonis complex, like, you know, unless I look like, you know, I have a gym body, then, you know, I'm not worth anything. So that's, I don't know, in a way it's cathartic to just to share this. And, you know, it's not much of a, you know, heavy burden. But in my mind, I'm like, okay, I need to go to the gym. I need to get my trainer back. I need to, you know, I'm, you know, between 160 and 170, but I need to go back to 160. You know, that whole mindset of, you know, I am that three-digit number on the scale and, you know, can't really, you know, I could actually go down to 144 pounds if I wanted to, because only then I would be considered underweight with my BMI. And I was talking to some other fellows here that are like, you know, 140, 145. I'm like, oh, maybe I should try that. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with this, but I, thanks for letting me share.
Can I encourage you to say some of these about your body right now in the microphone?
Oh, my worth is not dependent on the appearance of my body, and I am enough.
Okay, the other guy snuck out, I think.
Does anyone want to come up?
Bruce is a fabulous pianist. Let's give Bruce a hand. The subject is you. It's all about you, babe.
Okay.
Mike?
My goal weight is about... Thank you. My goal weight has not been achieved yet. And it was set from when I was a 19-year-old graduating Navy boot camp. I was 165 pounds. And now I'm 175 pounds. And I really want to get back to that weight because it's just, it seems reasonable to have a body that could go back some, I don't know how many years ago, I was 19, I'm going to be 74 in December. And I think it's a reasonable goal for me is to get back to when I was a 19-year-old graduate. Thank you. And I'm going to quit while the quitting's good.
Yay. Thank you, Bruce.
Oh, sign. Yeah.
Sign, please. Who's next? Okay, come on up. Ninu.
Hi. Love you guys too. Hi, Ninu, compulsive eater. Thank you so much for both of your shares. I love you. And I wanted to say two, three things. I'm from a different, grew up in a different country and different culture. I grew up in Japan and everyone has chinky eyes. So I was teased by the Japanese people that, oh, your eyes are popping out like it's going to fall out. All my childhood, really. And then now I say I have beautiful big eyes. And, you know, I look at the positive. I mean, I think, because people tell me, hey, you have such beautiful eyes. But I was never told that. So what has been told when I was growing up has affected me to this day. And then the second thing is, same thing. My face. Like, you know what? You've become so skinny and gaunt and wrinkled. But I have people stopping me, even on the street, saying, you have beautiful, I'm 67, by the way. I have beautiful skin. And I say, yes, number one. Being in Japan, I always wear a hat everywhere I go. That's what today I bought hats at the boutique. And I wear gloves when I'm driving. And thirdly, I wear, I'm just sharing this because this might help with the, you know, skin for everyone, body image again, is I wear a parasol. I use a parasol every time. But I have to say something about the parasol, which is really funny. I was at Home Depot a couple of years ago, and that it's bright sunny day, right, 100 degrees, and someone, the guy says, hey, why are you putting on an umbrella? Why are you wearing an umbrella? And I'm like, I shut up, and I was like, this is not an umbrella. It's a parasol. And then it was another funny story is I used to work in Glendale, and my cousin, who lives like 20 minutes or 30 minutes away from Glendale, she called me up one day, soon after my morning walk. And she says, Nina, were you the one on Central Boulevard walking with a parasol? And I was like, you got it, you know? Yeah. So, you know, I take care of myself. And if people make fun of me, like I remember that Home Depot guy, I was so upset at him. I was like, you know what? You're probably going to wrinkle. I don't wish that on you, but I'm going to age gracefully, no wrinkles. And the third and most important thing I want to share with all of you is I could never look at myself in the mirror. I'd walk by a mirror and I would not want to see it. And I would just not, I didn't know how to love myself. Today I can say I love myself. You know, I still don't, I'm still going to work on that, all those things we're supposed to say and I want to say about myself. But I can say, Ninu, I'm beautiful. I love myself and I'm a beautiful, I think, mother, grandmother, a wife, daughter, whatever I can do, I try to be, you know, good to myself. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Ninu. We have time for one more. Who's the courageous person? Anybody? Yay.
Can you hear me?
Oh.
Yes, you can. I'm so naturally loud. I really appreciated everybody sharing today and being vulnerable because, you know, one of the things that's difficult is that, you know, I always wanted what I couldn't have. So, you know, it starts at a young age. And as I am getting older and going through this journey with CEA How, my body is changing, is doing things that I don't like. And that caused me to become very critical, and that isn't helping me, serving me well in any kind of a way. So to be in a room today with all of you sharing your similar stories makes me feel not alone. But I do have to say, I love to look, go clothes shopping now, but I think department stores really had it all wrong. They need to install some different lighting and different mirrors because I used to go in and I, you know, could never fit into anything and I would leave and I just would. The thoughts were so horrendous. And now I can go in and I still don't like the lighting and the mirrors or whatever, but I can leave and not have to feel so ashamed all the time. And it isn't really about the size of the clothes or the cuteness or the things that I'm wearing, but it's more about how I'm feeling on the inside and wanting to not necessarily just be covered up all the time. That's new for me. So I'm grateful for it. Thank you.
We have time for one more. One more. Who hasn't shared? Who's really thinking about it? All right, come on up.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, I'm Tali. I'm a compulsive eater. I just wanted to thank everybody for their shares. It was actually really wonderful. I just am dealing with my daughter, who's 18, and hates her body. And, gosh, youth is wasted on the young. She's got such a beautiful body, right? Because she's 18. And I remember being her age and feeling the same way. And then I look back at pictures, whoever talked about that, and I thought, gosh, what a waste of time, so much waste of time. So I guess what I want to say is when I talk to myself, I really want to remember the little girl inside, the middle school girl, the high school girl, the college girl, and just be like, you have a beautiful body. And, you know, I have things. Everybody has things that can be very critical, focus on all the things that I don't like about myself, and there are many. But I just feel like I'm just leaving myself behind. Like it's this, I'm watching my daughter and she's so mean to herself and like breaks my heart. So I feel like I should at least model what it is like to be kind and loving and encouraging. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay, one more, Amaris. Amaris is coming up. Thank you so much.
So she's not volunteering me.
Hi, I'm Amaris.
Hi, Amaris.
And thank you for this workshop, for everyone who spoke on this. This is something I struggle with my entire life. And for me, it started so young. Like when I was 8 years old, I remember having body dysmorphic thinking and I got my height pretty soon. And I remember in elementary school, I would stand in the back of the line with the boys. And in my mind, I thought, oh, my God, I'm huge. And, I remember that being just this ongoing thought of just being like gargantuous compared to everyone else and having this desire to be like a petite girl and looking at other little girls that were smaller and being like, oh. And really that stayed with me for such a long time. And, you know, my body's different. I'm muscular. I did sports and I did track in high school. I remember my coach would weigh us and I was heavier than the girls then too. And I just was like, again, like still like just mortified. And maybe the difference was 5 pounds, but in my brain it was 50. And like everyone could see it. And someone had made a comment to me when I was younger about like, I don't know, maybe my weight was fluctuating. And they were like, I can notice when you start to lose weight, like right here. And they like referred to my armpits, you guys. Okay, I was 16 years old. And I swear for a decade, probably until this last year, I was so obsessive about my armpits. And, you know, my arms, too. And I started to just pay attention to how I was talking to myself and how I was talking to my body. And I had this really great moment with my friend recently where she was sharing how she was feeling insecure about, like, her weight. And I was kind of affirming her and, like, sharing my own experience. And I was like, you know, I used to feel so bad about my arms and just feel like my arms are so big. And I was like, but guess what? I'm really strong. And I was like, and you don't weigh that much. And I threw her over my shoulder, y'all. And it was just this freeing moment. And that's what I get to have in recovery. I get to take those things that I used to beat myself over and be like, well, I'm buff. Like, I could throw myself over a building if I need to. I could get away if I need to. I could run fast if I need to. Like, I've never had skinny legs. I've never had a thigh gap. I was like a buff 8-year-old, but I was fast and I was strong and I could appreciate those things about my body today. And yeah, I guess that's what I wanted to share. And I also had this thought while you guys were speaking. Someone in program told me this a few years ago. I was complaining about like not being able to find a pair of jeans or something. And they were like, well, clothes are meant to fit us. We're not meant to fit them. And I'm like, right, those are things. Like, if the jeans don't fit, I'm not too big. Those jeans are too small. I just need to get another size. And yeah, and I'm just really grateful. I have two little nieces, and I'm so careful about how I talk about them and affirm them. And it's all because of you guys. So thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Amaris. Love you. Okay, we're just going to say the positive affirmations all together. Can you pick up this sheet? Ready? 1, 2, 3. I am enough. Myself for talking badly about my body. And touch your body when you do this. I love my angel wing arms. My butt is strong and solid for sitting and standing. It's dependent on the appearance of my body. I love my body. I am learning to love my body. I use my program to love myself. Let's dance. Who wants to use the cymbals?
You guys should.
Well, I want to see all of you belly dance.